Trump, Freedom Fuel Network / Philadelphia Gas Prices to Celebrate America's 250th Birthday. By Amy Furr on July 2, 2026. President Donald Trump said the Freedom Fuel Network will be lowering gas prices at multiple stations in Philadelphia on Friday in celebration of America's 250th birthday. In a post Wednesday on his Truth Social, Trump wrote, "Just as I promised, oil prices are plummeting fast. And gas prices at the pump are dropping too, but not as fast as they should be." He continued, "As we approach America's 250th birthday, I am pleased to announce that a very smart retailer, located throughout the Northeast, is stepping up and wishing the people of Philadelphia a happy birthday. On July 3, the Freedom Fuel Network will be lowering gas prices at 25 Freedom Fuel stations across the greater Philadelphia area. This retailer is taking the lead, and others should follow. They are doing this because they love the USA. We are proud to celebrate America's 250th birthday in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the birthplace of our very special, one-of-a-kind Declaration of Independence, and where I won big in the presidential election. America has never been stronger than it is now. And gas prices will soon be back to the record low prices Americans enjoyed at the pump before our very successful excursion in Iran. Happy birthday, America. President Donald J. Trump." The announcement came not long after Trump told gasoline retailers to do the right thing and lower prices for the American people, Breitbart News reported. "Gasoline retailers must get their prices down, immediately. They're too high considering that oil is now at $68 a barrel, and heading south. The retailers must quickly react to this statement, and do what they know is right, drop your price for our great American people." His Truth Social post read, "There will be no gouging, which is totally illegal. If retailers don't do this, big problems lie ahead. Start targeting around the $2.50 a gallon number, and California should stop charging such heavy taxes on their gasoline. Soon the tax will be higher than the product itself, and the United States will not stand for it, nor will the people of California, who are being abused by these ridiculous taxes, and by their own government. President Donald J. Trump," he added. In early May, Breitbart News reported the nationwide average price of regular unleaded gas reached $4.54 a gallon, noting, the milestone came the same day that oil prices fell sharply on reports of progress toward a deal to end the conflict with Iran. Weeks later, the president highlighted a 60-cent fall in gas prices after the end of the Iran war and as traffic flowed through the Strait of Hormuz. Breitbart News's John Carney noted on June 25 the U.S. economy was resilient through the oil crisis, saying, "An important test of economic policy is the ability of an economy to withstand a negative shock. This spring, the U.S. economy passed the test with honors."